This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Supreme Court continues today's hearing on writ against house dissolution. Two persons died in a road accident in Thapa district and trapped Chinese miners note sparks hopes for rescue. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has continued today's hearing on writ petitions filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. A constitutional bench comprising Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jang Bahadur Rana and Justices Bishambar Prasad Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha, Sapana Pradhan Malla and Tej Bahadur Kesi had started the final hearing on the writ petitions on Sunday. The writ petition filed by Advocate Santosh Bhandari demanding reinstatement of the House of Representatives was kept on hearing status yesterday. Advocates Bhimarjun Acharya, Sunil Kumar Pokhrel and Giriraj Bhatta argued on behalf of the writ petitioner Santosh Bhandari on Sunday. The legal practitioners in the hearing on behalf of the writ petitioners are demanding the reinstatement of the lower house, arguing that the Prime Minister's move to dissolve the house was unconstitutional. The advocates have continued the debate on behalf of a writ petitioner Bhandari today as well. Two persons have died and three others sustained injuries in an ambulance and auto rickshaw collision in Damak of Thapa district. Traffic Police Office Damak informed that deceased have been identified as Birendra Burathoki and Ramesh Shrestha of Thapa. Police have informed that the further details of the incident is awaited. At least three persons died and one other injured in a road accident that occurred at Mahadev Cliff on the border of Solu Dudhkunda municipality and Necha Salyanrule municipality. According to Police Inspector of District Police Office Solu Khumbu, Anil Mohabuang, the deceased have been identified as Kamal Magar of Thading, Ramkumar Magar of Hetauda and Krishna Chaudhary of Saptare. Critically injured Ramesh Magar of Hetauda has been taken to Falfu based district hospital. Police said the vehicle carrying construction materials of the Dudhkosi Solu Khola hydropower project had fallen down some 300 meters off the cliff. An adolescent girl died of HIV/AIDS in Rasbiraj of Saptari on Sunday evening. Medical superintendent of the hospital, Dr. Ranjit Jha, informed that the deceased has been identified as Amaya Dhami of Rasbiraj Municipality 1. Chanaura died while undergoing treatment at Gajendra Narayan Singh Hospital. She was admitted to the hospital 2 weeks ago after her health condition worsened all of a sudden. The Information Technology Park in Kabri Palanchod district is being transformed into a security printing press with the objective of making a model in South Asia. The Security Printing Center has stated that additional process has been started for the construction of physical infrastructure for this. Executive Director of the Information Technology Park, Bikal Powdal, said the construction work of the security printing press has been stopped for the administrative process. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Rescuers say that 12 miners trapped underground after an explosion in a Chinese gold mine a week ago are still alive. State media reports the workers managed to send a note to rescuers 7 days after the accident. The fate of another 10 miners missing after the explosion remains unclear. According to our note, they retrieved back from the theft. 12 people are alive in the middle section of the mine, while the status of the other 10 is not clear. Russian President Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has been detained after flying back to Moscow from Germany 5 months after he was nearly killed by a nerve agent attack. The activist, 44, was led away by police at passport control at the airport. Thousands had gathered at a different Moscow airport to greet his flight from Berlin, but the plane was diverted. Navalny blames Russian authorities for the attempt on his life last year. The opposition politician allegation have, however, been backed up by reports from investigative journalists. News of Navalny detention prompted condemnation from the European Union, France and Italy, which called for his immediate release. Two female judges have been killed by unknown gunmen in an ambush early on Sunday in Afghanistan capital. The attack on the Supreme Court judges took place as they were driving to work. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, and a spokesman for the Taliban armed group said the group was not responsible. Violence had surged across Afghanistan in recent months despite ongoing peace talks between the Taliban and government, especially in Kabul, where a new train of targeting killings aimed at high-profile figures has sown fear in the city. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we are wrapping up the headlines once again. Supreme Court continues today hearing on writ against house dissolution. Two persons died in a road accident in Thapa district and trapped Chinese miners. Note sparks hopes for rescue. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinewetinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.